You're perfect. An hour of music for the movies. I'm Ross Amico, and each week at this time, we present interesting and entertaining music written for film. This week, it's the definitive The Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments must be one of the best-loved movies of all time. It's certainly one of the most durable, with annual television broadcasts coinciding with the Passover season. Analogously, Elmer Bernstein's score has seeped into the popular consciousness like few others. For the film's 60th anniversary, the Entrada label has handed down, like stone tablets from Mount Sinai, a definitive 6-CD box set of music from The Ten Commandments. The set includes the complete 2.5-hour score, as heard in the film, 3 commercial soundtrack releases, and bonus material intriguing enough to curl Charlton Heston's beard. I think how we'll handle this wealth of material is we'll sample from 2 of the commercial releases to start, then move on to some of the bonuses, and then wrap up with a selection of music as heard in the film. The 1960 Dot soundtrack album was essentially a stereo remake of the earlier 1957 mono release.
Thank you.
Selections from a 1960 stereo remake of a 1957 mono soundtrack release of music from The Ten Commandments. Both the mono and stereo versions are included in this 6-CD set on the Entrada label, The Ten Commandments 60th Anniversary Soundtrack Collection. Also featured is the 1996 United Artists album, also in stereo, that the composer Elmer Bernstein recorded using new arrangements by his longtime orchestrators Leo Shukin and Jack Hayes. Let's listen now to a few selections from that particular release, here, like the rest, lovingly remastered. selections from the third soundtrack release of The Ten Commandments, set down for United Artists in 1966 by Elmer Bernstein, part of a 6-CD box set celebrating the 60th anniversary of the release of the film on the Entrada label. The set also includes nearly an hour's worth of bonus material, including alternate takes, music composed for the film's trailers, and rare demos prepared for Cecil B. DeMille by Elmer Bernstein, with the composer at the piano. Here are just a few of those musical examples, with Bernstein himself introducing each of the themes.
Theme of Moses. Possible short identifying themes for Moses. Joshua Lilia love theme. Joshua Lilia love theme in a major key. Theme of God. Thank you.
a fascinating glimpse into the film scoring process, and certainly never intended for commercial release. Some demos recorded by Elmer Bernstein, in which he shares some of his ideas for thematic material with director Cecil B. DeMille. Again, from the 60th anniversary soundtrack collection, A Music from the Ten Commandments, issued in September of 2016 on the Entrada label. It's the definitive The Ten Commandments this week. You're listening to Picture Perfect, Music for the Movies. The Ten Commandments gave Elmer Bernstein his biggest break. Originally, he had been hired to supply dances to be played back during some of the scenes, but when composer Victor Young dropped out for health reasons, he found himself taking on the task of writing music for the biggest spectacle ever filmed. Bernstein would go on to compose classic scores for The Magnificent Seven, To Kill a Mockingbird, and The Great Escape. Concurrently with his work on The Ten Commandments, which occupied him for a year and a half, Bernstein joined Alex North as one of the first composers to turn to jazz as a serious alternative in the scoring of the movies, with his music for The Man with the Golden Arm. By the 1970s, the demand for orchestral film scores was in decline. It was Bernstein's good fortune to be embraced by a new generation of comedians and filmmakers who had grown up loving films like The Ten Commandments. He was engaged to write music for Animal House, which became an enormous hit, and this led to his composing music for comedies like Stripes and Ghostbusters. In the meantime, he had also caught the ear of Martin Scorsese, with whom he worked on Cape Fear, The Age of Innocence, and Bringing Out the Dead. In all, Bernstein composed over 200 film and television scores. He was the recipient of 14 Academy Award nominations. He won only once, for his contribution to Thoroughly Modern Millie, of all things, in 1967. Bernstein's final score was for Far From Heaven. It brought him yet another Oscar nomination in 2002. He was 80 years old. Over the course of his career, he also won one Emmy Award and two Golden Globes. He was nominated for the Tony 3 times. Let's return to this definitive collection of music from the Ten Commandments and hear selections as they appear in the actual film, for the first time in an authorized commercial audio release, beginning with the miracles of the Pillar of Fire and the parting of the Red Sea. Selections from the Ten Commandments, for the first time in an authorized commercial audio release, all 2.5 hours, made available as part of a 6-CD set, issued on the Entrada label, lovingly remastered to coincide with the film's 60th anniversary. You can learn more by visiting Entrada's website, store.entrada.com. Search under the Ten Commandments. And with those selections from Elmer Bernstein's classic score, we come to the conclusion of this week's program. So let it be written, so let it be done. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for another Picture Perfect. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on Picture Perfect, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.